caught touchdown pass from Tom Brady. To the right, down the right sideline, and caught at the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Patriots. Tom Brady.
Ty Law got inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame. So I was just sitting there. I was there. And it was funny seeing all the guys come back. I mean, these are guys that made a big impact on the team.
Yeah.
And they're all doing something else. And they've all kind of moved on. And yet, you're the only one left. It's kind of surreal. It kind of seems surreal to me when I see it.
Yeah. I think it's pretty cool. So, I mean, it's not easy to do. So I think I was a sixth-round pick that no one thought would ever make a team. You know, I was 199th pick in the draft that really wasn't wanted in high school, really wasn't wanted in college. And, you know, it's like the survivor, you know, kind of the last one standing. So I think part of the motivation for me is to keep proving people wrong, to say, you know, I want to take a lot of pride in what I'm doing. I want to do it for a long time. And I want to, you know, be durable. I want to be consistent, dependable. I want to play at a high level.
Let's talk about Danny Amendola. Had some injuries last year, but really gutted out a bunch of performances last year, even though he was hurt. You know, what's it going to take for him to kind of settle in and to kind of be an impact player for this offense?
Yeah, and he's, you know, it wasn't his rookie year last year, but it was first year on our team. So there was a lot of things that he had to learn about the offense, about how we do things different than what he was accustomed to in the previous teams that he'd been on. Well, after you played together for a certain period of time, you know, those things, you really develop those things. And we know each other's strengths. You know, he knows what I'm looking for. I know what he's looking for. And, you know, the combination works so much better after you've had some time to develop it.
A wide open Amendola! Touchdown, Patriots!
So what do you think about this team right now? I know it's early, obviously, but you guys have been working your butts off. So what's your opinion so far about this team?
Well, I mean, we've had quite a few OTA practices, you know, through two weeks of training camp, 2.5 weeks of training camp. How do you sum it up? I mean, we need 4 weeks to get ready for the opener. So we still haven't had Gronkowski on the field. We still haven't had Dobson on the field. And I think we're understanding the good part from last year is the younger players like Boyce and Kembrell and Danny, you know, we really have a good understanding how those guys can, what they need to do in order to help our offense. So, I mean, we got 4 or 5 weeks to get ready for the opener. I think we're going to need every single practice because, you know, it's still way early. I mean, we're not going to know what we are for a lot of months from now. And I think that's when the discipline, the mental toughness, the work ethic of the team really shows, the character of the team. That doesn't show in September. You know, that shows in November what you're made of.
Yeah, but it's built now.
Yeah, you got to pay in advance. I mean, absolutely. You can't, you know, just, you know, if you got nothing in the bank, coach always says you can't pull it out when you need it.
Yeah.
So you better put it in the bank now because in November when you need it, you know, it better be there.